When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Jets Jaguars, my goodness, what a game. Devontae Adams, like vintage Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams connection in this one. 9 catches, 198 yards, 2 touchdowns, 12 targets, 40% target share. Garrett Wilson got it done for you as well, kind of, but not nearly the type of day that Devontae had. Only 3 catches for 56 yards. He did find the end zone, though. Only 6 targets, though. He did have, on the top of that, he had, I think, 2 rants on the sideline. On top of that work. But Devontae might have won you your week. Like, he had that type
absolutely.
Of day, man. He was looking so, so good.
Yeah, and then since the bye, too, like, talk about Devontae Adams. Like, obviously, you know, it might be too little too late at this point, especially if you're trying to make the playoffs if you had Devontae, but he comes in. Now, he has a wide receiver 18 finish, and he finishes as wide receiver 7 last week, and a wide receiver 1 this week, pending Monday Night Football. I don't think anyone's going to put up 42 points, but we'll see what happens. But he has 4 touchdowns in his past 3 games, and he mentioned that connection between him and Aaron Rodgers. It just looked so good in this one. And Garrett Wilson, by the way, he had the touchdown early in the game. I thought for sure he was like, we were on our way to having like this great day for both of these receivers. Obviously, Garrett Wilson didn't leave you hanging, but he didn't have as big a day as he could have because he had the touchdown. That was about it, because then the rest of the day it was Devontae Adams' day. But moving forward, like, we knew Devontae Adams was going to be Aaron Rodgers' preferred target. He has more targets pretty much than Garrett Wilson each of the past few weeks, especially since the bye. So he's kind of taken over this target share. He is. Does he move into like a low wide receiver 1 start, do you think, at this point, the way he's been playing?
Because
I think he does.
Like, you mentioned the stretch after the bye, right? 12 targets. Yeah. He's averaging 12 targets, 7.6 catches, 124 receiving yards, and 1.3 touchdowns. You know, over these past 3 games. So yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I think absolutely. You got to move him up there. And he's
who do the Jets have?
The Rams
next week. They have the Rams and then Buffalo.
And then they have Buffalo.
Not too terrible.
Not ideal, but you know, it seems like when Aaron Rodgers is force feeding Devontae Adams like 10, 12 targets a game, like, I'll take that. Especially when it 100%. Looked like it did. And we knew this was a good matchup against the Jaguars. Obviously, you don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves because this matchup was ideal for wide receivers. But still, just something to keep in mind because Devontae Adams has been doing it all season. And Aaron Rodgers, too. Like, not to discount what he did, 30 points in this one. We you know, he was a solid streamer. Yep. We knew that the matchup was there for him, too. He ended up coming through. That was great. So pretty much everybody got it done. Even Breece Hall. You know what I mean? His workload was limited again. He did score that touchdown at the end of the game. Saved the day. But he did end up coming through. He didn't kill you. But if you start him as an RB2, 13 points, you'll take it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.